Hello everyone, it's great to be with you this morning and Alistair and I would like to thank you so much for the warm welcome that you've given to us. And it's a real joy to be able to come and speak to you and just to share a little bit from God's word. And also I've been asked to talk a little bit about missions, so that's going to kind of be there very much in the mix as I talk to you this morning. I want to start by just sharing with you an experience that Alistair and I had just recently. Some of you might know that we took a break a couple of weeks ago. We went up to the Highlands, up to Oban for a lovely family holiday. And as it is sometimes, God just sort of opens your eyes to something that makes you start thinking a little bit more deeply. And I had that experience as we drove the long journey up the motorway up to Oban. We got over the border and we're on the motorway stretch. And as we were going up, we kept seeing these signs coming up on the motorway across the countries. Keep alert. Keep alert. And some of you are probably groaning at this point because you've probably seen these signs lots of times before. At the moment, they're part of our sort of a lot of the messages that are coming through, aren't they, around COVID. But as I looked at them more and more, I felt God was saying, you need to look at this, Louise. You need to stay alert. You need to be alert. And as I started to think it a little bit more, and I knew that I was going to be sharing a message with you, my mind was taken to a verse in 1 Corinthians. And this is what I'm going to share with you today. It's from 1 Corinthians 16. This is Paul writing to the Corinthians. It's a church that have been struggling in some ways, I guess. And they're a church that are learning about what it is to love and to grow. So they're a church. It's a really good way, a letter for us to kind of learn from. And this is what Paul says to them. He says, keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous and be strong, and let all you do be done in love. Keep alert, stand firm, be courageous, be strong, let all you do be done in love. And as we were driving up to Scotland, it made me think that this is just a really helpful verse to think about as we think about what it means to be a church that is missional. It has some really key things that we can learn about what that might mean for us as church. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. So the first thing I wanted you to maybe think a little bit about, and I've been pondering on this at the moment, is what does it mean to stay alert? How do we stay alert? So alert is maybe something around being awake, but it's a bit more than being awake, isn't it? It's actually about noticing and hearing and seeing things around us. There's also something around being on the verge of moving into action. And I'm going to ask David, could you pop the slide up for us and we can have a little look at that as we start to think about this. So there's this whole idea of staying alert. And then if you want to move on to the next one, David, there's this idea of being ready for action. And I've just popped this picture of this lovely deer here, but you might be thinking of other animals that are kind of in this position of staying alert, ears out, working out what's going on, being really aware of what's happening. And that really spoke to me because I think this is a key part of being missional. Are we people that are alert to God? And are we people that are alert to what's going on around us? Some of you might have picked up that recently, particularly during this sort of COVID period, there's been a lot of discussion about listening and whether God is calling us as a national church and church across the country to listen. And this week I've been following a prayer series that I've just started with an organisation called LICC. Some of you might know it, the London Institute of Contemporary Christianity. And I'm doing a wonderful prayer series on transitions, which is obviously really helpful for me. But for lots of us at the moment, we're in transition, aren't we? We're in this kind of change time where things are not quite like they were before, but we're not quite there where we're going to be. And I've noticed that a lot of people are talking about this kind of in-between place, the idea of listening, but the space before you move and respond. And what I was really challenged to think about this week was the idea
of this in-between place and this space, allowing God to come into that space before we respond and do something. A lot of people have been talking about this idea of this liminal space at the moment that the church is in across the country, just waiting to see what might happen. And I guess that was my thought, one of the thoughts for you this morning as a church. You're going through transition. And is this a space where you can really invite God into before you start to move forward? So that was my sort of first thought. And one of the things that really encouraged me when we met last time was just awareness of the fact that I think you are a church that is ready and alert and wanting to move forward. I could really hear people's hearts for their neighbours, maybe for family that were involved in church that have moved away. I heard people's hearts for their spouses, for families in the village, for people that were lonely and isolated. I can hear that you're a church that are alert and looking for God to use you. And that's incredibly encouraging. So that's my first thought, this missional thought from the verse today about staying alert. But then Paul links this, doesn't he, with a couple of other words that are really helpful for us. He talks about this idea of readiness, but it's linked with some other words about standing firm, being courageous, and being strong. And this is another really important part of being a church that looks outwards, because we need also to be people that are strong, and we need to be people that are ready to stand firm. And we can do that in lots of ways. We can do that individually. We can prioritize God. We can put him first. There's a level of following and discipleship in this journey that we're called to, seeking God with all our hearts and minds and soul and strength. So we can do it as individuals, but also we do it together as church family. And this is a really important part of being a church that is missional. That's something about us being together. It doesn't exclude, we need to still continue to worship together, to pray together, to seek God and listen to him through his word. That's where we grow strong together. We can help each other when maybe one of us or two, some of us are feeling weak, and we can encourage one another. And I guess I wanted to reassure you maybe that being missional doesn't mean that we stop doing those things as church. They're fundamental. They're key to being missional. It's from that experience that we encounter God, that we see him with our eyes. It opens our eyes up to God as we worship and pray together. And that means that what we talk about when we talk about God's love is based on our own experience. And so a key thing about mission is also about encouraging and journeying together as church. So I just wanted to share that with you as well. And then my final thought around this is this idea that God asks us to listen and to be alert. He asks us to build on strength and to be steady in our faith and to grow into maturity. But those things must lead to action. Our God is a God of love who has a huge heart for our world and the people that are around us. He loves us deeply. He loves those that we meet for our work and through school, for our friends. And he longs for them to know him. And we have just this huge privilege, don't we, as church, for God to use us. He uses us in this wonderful mission that he has to reach out to people. Indeed, we've got good news about being reconciled to God. We've got good news to share about becoming a friend of God. And this is a wonderful hope that we have to give to people. So those are the sort of three things I wanted you maybe to think about a bit today as we consider this word of encouragement that Paul gave to the Corinthian church. I'm just going to ask if we can have the next slide, if that's okay. I'm just going to pop in a few words of wisdom from some of the scholars out there. There's lots of writing over the last 10 years about what it means to be missional church. And this is something you might want to explore a bit more in the future. But here's a few that I found quite thought-provoking, and I was going to leave you with them to have a think about maybe later on. But just a couple maybe to ponder on. So this idea, this first one, that mission isn't something about what we do. It's rather about something that we are. It's the actual DNA, it's the identity of the church. This second one is from a very, very well-known theologian, that mission is essential to the church's existence. We can't exist without it. That's quite a challenge, isn't it, I think. And then this final one, I love, this idea that mission that we're called to, is this is about God. It's his initiative. It's all rooted in God's purposes. And it's about restoring and healing. It's this good news for creation. And we join in with that. What a wonderful thing to be invited to join in with, this idea of transforming and bringing wholeness to the communities that we're in. God's kingdom coming to this place in Seer Green. He invites us to join in with that, and that's really exciting. Before I finish off, I'm just going to share with you a very simple model. We talked a little bit about this last time we met, but it links in a bit with what we're talking about today. This idea that if we're a church that maybe wants to be shaped by mission, it's going to look a little bit like this. It's going to have a key element around up and looking to God, that listening and being alert and attending to him, investing in our relationship with him. It's also going to have a really important element of us together and being family together and growing together, learning together. And then that final bit of the triangle is that out, that response. And we've talked about that today as well. And that's all motivated by love. That's what motivates us as we try and be this kind of shaped church. Another helpful thing about this model is that all the three parts, they need to be there for mission really to happen. And they're fully integrated. You can't kind of separate them from each other. They're just as important, all those three parts of the way that we do church. So I hope you're kind of picking up from me that my idea, this idea of mission, is the whole way that we live together in Christian family. It's very natural. Should be part of our DNA. It should be something that excites us and brings energy. And it should be something that brings joy as well. I'm just going to finish up now by just asking you a couple of questions as a church family, and then I'm going to pray for you, if that's okay as well. So these are my questions really, and it's all around that first element of being alert. So Seer Green family, church family, are you alert to God in this season? What is God calling you to do in this place? And the very practical thing for this week, what could you do this week individually and maybe as a church family together that will help you to stay alert to God? So those are my questions for you to take away from today. And we've got some further questions for your groups around this that might help you. But I'm just going to pray for you now, if that's okay as well. Let's pray together. Father God, I just want to thank you so much for your family here in this place and for all that you are doing amongst the Seer Green Fellowship. We thank you that you are a God of love and a God of joy, and you are so excited about what the church family are trying to do as they move forward. And I pray for them now that you might bless them and encourage them during this time as they stay alert and listen to you. I pray also, Lord, that you will help them to be firm in their faith, that you will help them to be courageous, to be strong, and then may all that they do as they listen to you be done in love. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.